50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Well, right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select Kobalt power and hand tools. Plus, get up to 20% off select Irwin and Lennox tools and power tool accessories. Hurry into Lowe's and save on the tools and accessories you count on most. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Ends July 30th, U.S. only.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. And as you can tell by my musical selection, I have impeccable taste. So I won't settle for anything but the most tasty snack. All natural Oberto beef jerky. It's lean beef, slow cooked, and seasoned to perfection. All natural and all delicious. So listen to the little voice in your stomach. Indulge my great taste and feed me some all natural Oberto beef jerky. Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
I'm James Coe with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Texans rookie Deontay Foreman was arrested early Sunday morning on a marijuana and a weapons charge. He was taken in by University of Texas police in Austin. The team released the following. The Texans are aware of a situation involving Deontay Foreman. We're gathering additional information and will have no further comment. Foreman's lawyer released a statement as well, saying the gun was legal and registered and that the marijuana was not used or possessed by Foreman. David Johnson is looking to do even more this season, telling SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, quote, I feel like I can definitely get 30 touches. Not all rushing, obviously, but 30 touches per game. Johnson averaged 23 touches a game last year. Franchise tag players like Kirk Cousins and Le'Veon Bell have until 4 p.m. Monday to reach long-term deals with their respective teams. If not, they'll play the season on a one-year deal. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See homedepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Come back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. Countdown to kickoff continuing today. We take a look at the Indiana Hoosiers. Zach Osterman of the Indy Star will join us. The 6 o'clock showdown right around the corner and more. But joining us now on the program, friend of the show, Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller, and there are busy summers, and then there are busy summers, and you guys are having a busy summer, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot for having me. Yeah, it certainly certainly has been a busy summer.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of the things that, you've got going on, because there's a lot of stuff that normally doesn't take place in the summer for you guys, but you're actually going to have some games at Duane Banks Field coming up here shortly.
Yeah, we are. We're going to play next Tuesday at 7 o'clock versus the Iowa Valley League All-Stars. And our guys have been back since July 10th, starting our training to get ready to go to the World Games in Taiwan August 16th. And these will be the first games that we play in preparation for that event. A lot of the guys who played every day on last year's team, a lot of them stayed and really conditioned here with our guys, our strength coach, Zach Warrod, and in the month of June. And then, we're thinking about playing another game on on Thursday of next week. So Tuesday, Thursday next week, we'll play Red Top Sports on Thursday, and then we will leave on the 29th for Wichita, and we'll be playing in the championship week of the NBC tournament. Kevin Jenks, the president of the NBC, was kind enough to reach out to me in January when he heard we were going to go to the World Games, and he thought the timing would be right and it would really help us prepare for that trip and be in a high-quality tournament, one of the top tournaments in the country. I think it's the 89th year of the NBC tournament, and he gave us a free pass to that championship week, and we're very appreciative to Kevin for that. And so that'll be a good tune-up for us as we get ready to go. I think we're going to play one more game, at least maybe August 10th, here at Banks before we leave on the 16th.
I want to take a step back for just a second. It's been a really good summer for a lot of your recent former players. Joel Booker is rising in the White Sox organization. Blake Hickman also back pitching in the White Sox organization. You had four players drafted, and then Robert Nystrom is now a Cape Cod League All-Star. Do you have a chance during the summer to kind of sit back and keep up with these guys?
Well, I follow the minor league baseball site and try to check up on all of our pro guys consistently. And then the same with the guys that are out in the summer leagues. You know, Robert's still playing, Kyle Krause still playing, Justin Jenkins is still playing. So there's a few guys that are still playing. They'll try to be back for next Tuesday's game. I don't know if Robert will now that he made the All-Star team, we'll have to play that by ear, but definitely we'll have Robert back for the NBC tournament. So definitely follow those guys and keep track of them when I can. And, the World Games was a situation where when we committed to go, we really felt like we had a good chance of having some of those pro guys with us, and had some discussions with the pro clubs because four of our pro players came back to school last year and graduated, and that basically it allowed them to be eligible for the World Games if the pro club would let them go. And then we thought that for sure we'd get at least the guys who were drafted this year to play. So anyway, that all didn't work out. A couple of weeks ago, all the pro clubs kind of stepped in and said, no, we decided we're not going to let them go. And so the rosters had to make a pretty big change. And, it's going to be all players that are coming in new, and the guys that were here last year that are going to have to go compete in Taiwan when, we really thought the roster would look quite a bit different a couple months ago. But that's how things go, and we'll have to deal with it. And I think we'll go over, and you guys know we'll go over and fight and compete hard.
Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller joining us on a Wednesday edition of the program. One of those guys in pro ball right now that hasn't missed a beat is Jake Adams. I think the last time that I looked, he was either leading or tied for the home run lead in the New York Penn League. Are you surprised at all that he was able to carry over his college success to the pro game right away?
Not in the least. I don't think any of us that work with Jake every day had any doubts that he was going to continue to hit the ball at the ballpark, and it's kind of a funny statement, but that's what Jake does. That's kind of what we say.
No, Rick, after a kind of a long, tiring run, you mentioned that a couple of players you gave them a little bit extra rest during this or after the season. Did any of them have to take a little extra rest before heading off to summer ball?
No, the guys that we're going to go out and play, they all pretty much left right after the regionals, and that's kind of the downside for the college players, that those leagues actually started probably 8 to 10 days before we were done playing our season. So those clubs that had committed those players were waiting on them after the regionals, so they had to jump right into it. And It was a tough summer for us to organize because we had some guys that we felt like needed to stay and train, and they're playing in the night league over in the Iowa Valley League and the Sunday League, so they're getting, you know, three games a weekend and being able to stay here in Iowa City and train. The guys that didn't play as much, we sent some of them out for partial season. Some of them played up until the 1st of July and then came back. And then we've got the guys who didn't play. Some of the guys who didn't play a lot, like Justin Jenkins and Kyle Corral, we're trying to get them as many at-bats as possible in the summer league. So they're going to come back at the start of next week. And, you know, that's just kind of how we play. And then with Robert having the opportunity in the Cape, we wanted him to have as much exposure for his draft year as possible.
What goes into placing guys with summer league teams? Because I think a lot of our listeners are probably not very familiar with that. But what's the process like, and how much is the coaching staff there at Iowa involved?
Well, it's a process where it actually starts about now. I mean, those clubs are already working during their season to bring in players for next season. The better the league, the harder it is to get the guys placed because, you know, the way those leagues are run, everybody's trying to win. There's bonuses for the coaches. If they do win, attendance matters a lot in those leagues. And so those guys are constantly recruiting. It's almost like the job we're doing right now is we're out beating the bushes recruiting. The summer guys are doing the same thing. And then what we try to do with our players is as soon as fall ball starts, we meet with all of them and we talk about what they want. You know, we ask our players, what are you looking to do? Do you want to stay close to home? Do you want to go try something new, go to California, go to Alaska, go to the Cape, you know? And then you try to place them where their talent level lies so that they're going to be able to play when they get there. That's the worst possible thing that can happen is to oversell a kid and get him in a league where he's sitting on the bench most of the summer, and that doesn't do any good for anybody. And so trying to find the right level of competition in the right league for each of your players so they can go in and get the at-bats that they need. And then the pitchers, for the most part, just for fear of injury and having bad experiences in the past in the summer, we don't send a lot of our pitchers out, especially the guys who threw the majority of the innings. Now, let's say you had a freshman that came in and he only threw 10 to 15 innings for you in the midweek stuff. You're probably going to send him out and let him throw, you know, 40 or 50 innings in the summer and get himself going before he comes back to fall ball. So there's a lot that goes into it. You try to place your players with organizations that you trust, and you trust that the coaches are going to take care of your guys when they're away from you, and that's really how we do it.
Speaking of pitching, Scott Brickman, your former pitching coach, he takes an administrative role with the university. Tell us a little bit about your new pitching coach, Desi Druschel.
Well, I mean, Desi's outstanding. He'd been our operations director the last three seasons and was a big reason that we were having the success that we had. He had a big role in that, and that position was, in my opinion, huge when I got the job. For us to take the step that I wanted to take, we needed someone in that position that was not just a traditional operations director, but I like to have a guy who was a coach who understands baseball. He's just not an organizer or a video guy or a tech guy. You know, Desi is the best of both worlds. He had all the technology side, but he was also, you know, a longtime head coach at Mount Mercy. You know, I think he was a head coach for 13 years. And so he came into it with a great insight, and he's almost like a bench coach for you. I mean, Desi just kind of sits and observes, and he's a great guy to bounce ideas off of. And his knowledge of pitching and what's going on in pitching right now throughout baseball is really high. And Desi interviewed just like the other candidates. We had some awesome candidates, and I really felt like that Desi blew the interview away. He really sold himself well. Our players were all supportive of Desi being the pitching coach, and it just made sense with us training for Taiwan. You know, he was able to step right in, and we didn't have to miss a beat. So we're super excited. Desi's an awesome guy and an outstanding coach.
Have you replaced him on the ops side yet?
Well, that's part of what we're doing right now. I actually had a candidate in today. We've got another candidate coming in tomorrow. And if all goes well, I'm hoping to have someone named or at least offered by this weekend would be the goal.
Now, last year you pointed to the Dominican trip as kind of a launching board for your season. What do you hope to get out of this year's trip to Taiwan?
Well, the trip to Taiwan will be different in a sense that mean, you're representing the USA. It's a once in a lifetime. That doesn't happen very often for an amateur team with the way, you know, the Olympics have gone. It's professional players now. It used to be the college kids, but to have that opportunity to go over there and represent the United States is a big deal, and it's something that none of us are going to forget. And the pressure that goes with that, I think you'll see those guys grow from a toughness standpoint, from a confidence standpoint. It's going to really pay off, I think, next spring with those guys that do go, with how they gel, how the chemistry happens, all the positive things that happen in Dominican I can see happening in Taiwan. The only difference is we really had a long time to prepare for the Dominican, and all the new guys had a chance to acclimate and go to school, and everybody kind of knew each other real well before we went over there. This Dominican trip, the timing is not good. I mean, it's about as bad as it could be. It's, you know, the first 2 weeks of school and trying to bring guys in the summer, it's a bit chaotic. Our practices have been kind of hodgepodge at best, you know, trying to get guys here, and guys are still playing. As you can see, it's not a perfect world, but to have that opportunity, we're doing the best we can, and it's definitely going to help with the chemistry of this ball club when we get back.
Before you get to Taiwan, though, you're, as you mentioned, detouring to Wichita, Kansas, the National Baseball Congress. Have you ever been involved in that? I mean, that's a pretty high level of competition the guys are going to see there, most likely.
No question. It's a lot of not only college players, but there are a lot of former professional players that will be at the NBC tournament. You know, back before the summer leagues blew up and there was no Northwoods League and there was, you know, no Coastal Plains League and Prospect League, that was the big tournament. Everyone in the country that played amateur baseball fought to get to Wichita. In fact, when I was still playing myself, our team never made it, but we made it to the regionals in Eau Claire to go to Wichita and got beat, you know, in the tournament to get to that championship. It's a big tournament. They've been playing for 2 weeks to get to championship week. There will be teams from all four corners of the country, and the teams that will be there will be men. Most there'll be a lot of men. There'll be a lot of, you know, 28 to 40 year old guys who played professionally for a long time, mixed in with a lot of college players. So, you know, the quality of the competition that we're going to see is going to be at a real, real high level.
Yeah, I think I saw there was a team with Roger Clemens and Chipper Jones, a bunch of former major leaguers. So hopefully
yeah,
you guys
Oswald,
can...
Oswald and Holiday.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys can either dodge that bullet or, I don't know, go up against him. I think it'd be a fun experience for some of the kids. But hey, before we let you go, how's everything on the injury front? Obviously, last year you had a couple pitchers that were mm-hmm. injured. And how's the rehab process going for those guys?
Well, Nick Allgaier is really progressing well. You know, he's I would tell you he's probably a couple months ahead of where all of us thought he would be. He's really throwing close to 80-90% right now. He's only sitting at about 10 months. And then Cole Campen is, you know, a little over 12 months in his rehab. He's throwing in that 90% range right now as well, and still, and both those guys look good. Bit of bad news, you know, here lately, it sounds like C.J. Eldred is going to sign with the Royals. He's been down doing his rehab with his dad in the Royals, and he'd been contemplating if they wanted to sign him, possibly just staying right there, rehabbing and going right into spring training. And that's, I think, what C.J. is going to do. And, you know, good for C.J., but it's going to be a pretty big blow for us next spring not having him on the roster, as we thought he would be back. But all the other guys who are dinged up are really healthy right now, and you know, having Allgaier and Campen back will be a big boost to the club.
Well, Rick, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Hopefully you'll get a nice crowd out there at Duane Banks Field for those rare summer home games, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you guys, and appreciate you supporting us. And yeah, it should be a fun time to come out at night, nice night at Banks Field, and see the guys play.
Anytime, Coach. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller joining us here on the program.
That's tough news about C.J. Eldred, and you mention every year that Rick Heller has been here, he's had to restock, and this year will be no exception. Losing Jake Adams, losing Nick Gallagher, losing Ryan Erickson, and Mason McCoy, and then you throw in the fact that you thought C.J. Eldred was coming back from an injury, but he's going to be signing with the Kansas City Royals. Tough decision to make, but I'm sure he'll find a way to regroup.
He's not on the website anymore for the 2018 Iowa baseball roster, so I think that's probably pretty much written in stone at this point. And look, CJ, I don't fault him for that because he's had an opportunity to go play for the Royals and an organization that his dad's a part of, and he's ridden the roller coaster. Started out at Indiana, and he's battled injuries, the transfer to Iowa. I think maybe he understands that if he wants to realize that dream of playing pro baseball, that he needs to try to take that opportunity now. And coming back, I don't necessarily think he can boost his position as far as the draft is concerned at all. So very interesting moving forward for Rick Heller because they lost Nick Gallagher to the draft this year, and you lose a couple other guys to graduation from that pitching staff, and that's the tough road that you have to hoe when you're at the University of Iowa. This isn't an SEC school where you just completely reload every year. They're going to have to do some definite rebuilding, and you know, you sort of heard it in Rick's voice there. I think if they would have known what the roster looked like, maybe they don't accept that opportunity to go to Taiwan and play in the World University Games, but they're going to go, they're going to make the best of it, and maybe it winds up helping them out a little bit in the long run, but certainly a tremendous honor. And if you're an Iowa baseball fan, and boy, there were a lot of them, the final week and a half of the season, and then the postseason, well, you've got an opportunity to get out to Duane Banks Field a couple more times this year for those games as Iowa knocks off a little bit of the rust before it heads to Wichita. Do you have that team in front of you?
I do.
Okay.
So you brought up some of the names. The Kansas Stars roster,
this
which
is the
would
second
be...
or third year that they've done this. It's all retired major leaguers.
And not only retired major
There's
leaguers,
some Hall
but
of fame,
great.
Hall of Fame caliber players and some very good players on the roster.
Roy Halladay, Joe Nathan, Roy Oswalt, Jake Peavy, Ben Sheets, Kenny Rogers, Chipper Jones, Adam LaRoche, and no word on if Drake LaRoche is a coach, Dan Ugla, Jack Wilson, John Buck, Johnny Gomes, and David DeLucci.
That is some major league experience, to say the least.
Yes, it is.
On that team. And
that would be fun to play, though.
See, I would think that they would want to face those guys because
Definitely.
The vast majority of that Iowa baseball roster is not going to play pro baseball, not even at the lowest ranks, and you could still have a story to tell your kids someday. I faced Roger Clemens, one of the greatest pitchers of his generation, in Wichita, Kansas, at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, where the field, at least for the longest time, was half grass and half AstroTurf. I don't know whether it still is or not, but...
Is that the home of the Shockers?
No, it was the home of the Kansas City Royals AA team for a number of years, and then they wound up moving to, I believe it was Springdale, Arkansas, a couple years ago. My wife and I actually went down there for a game many, many years ago to catch up with some of our friends that had passed through with the Cedar Rapids Colonels because Wichita was the closest Texas League team when the Angels... where the Colonels affiliate. I think it's like an 7.5-8 hour drive, something like that. And we had fun down there. I think it was 2007, 2008, if I remember right. But that's neither here nor there. The countdown to kickoff, brought to you by our friends at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, continues next. At the bottom of the hour, we'll catch up with Zach Osterman from the Indianapolis Star. Get a preview of Tom Allen and the Hoosiers this year. Countdown to kickoff taking us up to Monday and Big Ten Media Days beginning in Chicago. We'll be there both days. Kyle's going to join us in the studio. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update next. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Conventional wisdom may tell you that a local community bank doesn't have the resources to keep up with the big banks. That's not true at Midwest One Bank. From mobile banking to text alerts to pop money person-to-person payments, Midwest One can meet your needs. Enjoy the convenience of opening your account online at MidwestOne.com and the peace of mind knowing you can speak with a banker at a local Midwest One Bank whenever you need them. It's high tech and high touch at Midwest One, where you're the one. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
527, welcome back in. Quickly approaching the halfway point of another Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. We've got Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets to give away. We'll do so sometime in the next 20-25 minutes for you. A four-pack of tickets. They'll also be on the line tonight during the 6 o'clock showdown. So two chances to see the Colonels, who not so coincidentally are back in action tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. You'll hear all about that and then some on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Kyle Mann with us in the studio. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The University of Iowa published an op-ed piece by offensive lineman Sean Welsh this afternoon, and it doesn't have much to do with football at all. Instead, Welsh penned an extremely humanizing look into his battle with depression that he's experienced since his redshirt freshman summer in 2014. His struggles took him away from the team at times, but with the help of his family, professionals, and ultimately his coaches and teammates, he's been able to move forward, and he wants everyone who may be having similar experiences to know that they can too. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller told our own Todd Brommelkamp today that the former Hawkeye pitcher C.J. Eldred is likely to sign with the Royals as an undrafted free agent. His father and friend of the show, Cal Eldred, works for the Royals. Cedar Rapids Jefferson was defeated in a Class 5A quarterfinal at the Iowa State softball tournament last night, falling 5-3 to Urbandale. This was the second consecutive state tournament that the Jayhawks have been beaten by Urbandale, and leaves Kennedy as the only remaining corridor school in the tournament. The baseball tournament, however, starts next week, and one of Iowa City High or Linmar will be there. The Little Hawks are the top-ranked team in the sub-state and host the Lions tonight in the final for a trip to the 4A state tournament. The Cedar Rapids Colonels were off yesterday as they made the return trip home from Michigan and are set to start a three-game series with the Great Lakes Loons tonight at 6:35. It's going to be Colonels lefty Dominic Carlini taking on what's sure to be a hungry Loons lineup. They won on Monday to snap a 10-game losing streak.
Good stuff, Kyle. As always, we mentioned the countdown to kickoff continuing tomorrow. There are only two schools remaining that we have not touched on yet. Thursday, we will preview the Maryland Terrapins. And then on Friday, when Rob Howe sits in for me at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, you guys will look at the Ohio State Buckeyes. So saving the best for last, as some would say, because Ohio State, the odds-on favorite in Las Vegas to win the Big Ten. Big Ten Media Days kick off on Monday in Chicago. We'll be there for both days, four-hour programs on both Monday and Tuesday. So no gym class, just a four-hour edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex. Kyle's going to be there. Rob will be there. Not Rob Howe, our Rob. Rob Norton, our chief engineer. This is year number three of taking the show to Chicago. I look forward to it every year, and it's always a good time. We are going to do our best to get Sean Welsh on the program with us, as well as Kirk Ferentz. We've been promised, guaranteed, if you will, Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck, and you never know. We might even have the head of the College Bowl Association if we get back to that guy's AOL email account. The countdown to kickoff continues with Zach Osterman next.
They say time is money. But at Lowe's, we know that when you're a pro, money is money. So Lowe's stocks everything a pro needs at great prices every day. And right now at Lowe's, pro customers can save even more. Through August 2nd, pros get up to 20% off select Frigidaire appliances. And now through July 30th, pros get up to 20% off select Sylvania light bulbs. Hurry in and save on everything a pro needs at Lowe's. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Chargers rookie wideout Mike Williams might need season-ending surgery for a herniated disc. He's already had two epidurals, hoping to avoid surgery. Williams was the seventh overall pick in the draft after a national championship season at Clemson. Police in Dallas now say the investigation into the incident allegedly involving Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott on Sunday is being suspended because there is no complaint from the victim. No other witnesses have come forward with any information about that incident. Packers wideout Geronimo Allison is suspended for the first game of the season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. He will miss the opener in September against the Seahawks. On the baseball scoreboard, eighth inning right now in Denver, the Rockies lead the Padres 18-4 in the eighth inning. The Rockies have scored in every inning of the game so far. Right now, Nolan Arenado is at the plate looking for his fourth home run of the day. The Cubs win their sixth in a row. They sweep a three-game series in Atlanta 8-2.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
They say time is money, but at Lowe's, we know that when you're a pro, money is money. So Lowe's stocks everything a pro needs at great prices every day. And right now at Lowe's, pro customers can save even more. Through August 2nd, pros get up to 20% off select Frigidaire appliances. And now through July 30th, pros get up to 20% off select Sylvania light bulbs. Hurry in and save on everything a pro needs at Lowe's. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
To the Todd Bottlecamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Welcome back. That is the fight song for the Indiana Hoosiers. You may have guessed it. Wednesday's stop on the countdown to kickoff, brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, takes us to Bloomington, Indiana, and Tom Allen's first year as head coach of the Hoosiers. Joining us now to preview Indiana football, our good friend Zach Osterman from the Indy Star. Zach, how you doing today?
I'm great. How about y'all?
Good. How has the reaction been to Tom Allen taking over the program there at Indiana? Obviously, he had the team down the stretch for the bowl preparation. And just thoughts on what he means to this team and how the players have taken to him?
I think reaction's been good. I mean, I certainly think from a fan perspective, and probably, frankly, a little bit at least from a player perspective, seeing the work that he did with the defense last year has really kind of given him a strong baseline level of popularity. I mean, I'm not trying to be flippant. It's far and away the best defense I think I've ever seen Indiana consistently play over a whole season, and I think a lot of fans in particular, but again, I think in a different way, a lot of players too, recognize that and recognize that if you've got a coach that can affect that kind of change, and that kind of change not just schematically, but in confidence and belief and performance so quickly, then he's probably selling something worth buying into. I think that in terms of, you know, it's certainly everything that happened with Kevin Wilson happened pretty abruptly and I think kind of jarred a lot of people. And I think that keeping Tom Allen or elevating Tom Allen was probably good for continuity, but I think it was also good for kind of, again, maybe sort of seizing on this feeling that Allen had been able to establish within Indiana's defense last year that he was somebody worth following, somebody worth listening to, somebody who could inspire and empower and all those kinds of different things that you talk about coaches doing at the college level. Now, will that translate? I mean, this is his first head coaching job in college. You know, he's only been a college coach for 10 years. So it's not like we're talking about a guy with a deep wealth of knowledge at this level. But I do think a lot of people are bought in just from what they saw last year and for the fact that if you're an offensive player, you've got a ton of defensive teammates who can sit there and talk to you about, you know, just what it meant to play for him last season.
I think a lot of people nationally looked at Indiana under Kevin Wilson for years as a team with a very explosive offense and a defense that lacked, which is why they brought in Tom Allen, and what he did last year was outstanding. My question for you is, how do you think the identity of this program could change with Kevin Wilson out and now Tom Allen in?
I think that's kind of the big question because, I mean, even before Wilson was here, that was kind of Indiana's MO that most years they were very good offensively and very bad defensively, and so it was just kind of like, could you outrun them to the finish line? And if you couldn't, maybe they'd sneak into a bowl game, and if you could, it would just kind of be the same old song and dance. And all of a sudden, I mean, you know, we're talking about a team that returns 9 of the 11 defensive starters that fielded in the last regular season game in 2016 against Purdue. It gets its entire defensive backfield back. It gets its first All-American linebacker since the year I was born back. You know, I think if y'all see the Pro Football Focus stats that kind of make the rounds on Twitter this time of year, I think Indiana's two returning safeties, who are probably two of their less heralded experienced defensive players, have the two lowest passer ratings against of any returning safeties in the Big Ten this season. And so all of a sudden we're talking about a team whose identity, at least for this season, is going to be about what it can do on defense. And then the question becomes, how much can a brand new offensive staff and therefore a brand new offensive scheme, you know, kind of get Indiana back to that place where, as you talk about, being more explosive offensively and more dangerous? And can that lead to a third consecutive bowl appearance? If the offense can improve on some of the ball security issues it had last year, well, the defense gets a little bit better, could suddenly Indiana be talking about 7 or 8 wins as opposed to just kind of squeezing in with 6? Or, you know, is particularly given Indiana's got a pretty difficult schedule, certainly over the first half of the year in particular, are we talking about a team that, you know, for all of Allen's improvements on the defensive side of the ball, just isn't going to be able to pull its weight enough? You know, is this suddenly a program that's identity is rooted in defense? I don't think you can say that just because of one good year. But I do think, I mean, if you're talking about what's going to spell success for Indiana in 2017, it's going to start on defense, not on offense. And that's a frankly bizarre thing to hear coming out of my mouth.
You beat me to it. I was going to say it's a bizarro world version of the countdown to kickoff here. We're talking Indiana defense with Zach Osterman from the Indy Star. Kevin Wilson now cooling his heels in Columbus as the offensive coordinator for Urban Meyer, and lo and behold, the Big Ten opener right out of the gate in week 1, Ohio State at Indiana. How much intrigue, if any, is there around this game? Are people talking about this game? Are they looking forward to seeing this Kevin Wilson versus IU contest right out of the gate?
Well, I think definitely. You know, and I think Indiana fans are generally just also kind of excited to be starting with a Big Ten opponent at home. I think that that being something new, something different that the league is trying to introduce, I think it's at least had the effect that the Big Ten might have hoped on Indiana fans, let's put it that way. The Wilson thing adds layers to it. You know, I don't think there's a lot of ill will toward Kevin Wilson or anything like that, nor probably should there be. I'm not going to pass judgment on, you know, whether or not he deserved to be removed or however you want to say it. I guess technically he resigned. But whether or not he deserved to kind of have Indiana part ways with him. But I think Indiana fans are interested. I think they understand it's going to be a big test because, again, we're talking about an Indiana team whose success this season is largely going to be rooted in how good its defense is, how much better its defense maybe is even than last season. And the first test they're going to get is Ohio State with an offense coordinated by, I mean, for whatever all he is as a head coach, Kevin Wilson is one of the brightest offensive minds in modern college football. And now he's got the tools and the talent that Ohio State's going to afford him. I mean, it's going to be, you know, a really intriguing matchup to say the least. And I think, again, I think Indiana fans are excited for it. But I think all of a sudden Indiana fans are also just kind of excited because it's two bowl games in 2 years. And the feeling that recruiting has kind of been maintained at a certain level and that suddenly maybe not like every year Indiana is going to bowl games, but that there's something more consistent building in Bloomington than what Indiana's had for most of the last two decades.
Zach, let's move to the offensive side of the football. How would you assess overall Richard Lego's first season out of junior college in Bloomington?
Very hot and cold. He finishes with 17 interceptions. He also finishes with the second most passing yards in the Big Ten. His completion rate, frankly, was too low. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think it was below 58%. You know, the game that personified it for me was Wake Forest. They lost to Wake Forest at home last year. He threw five of those 17 interceptions in one game. On the other hand, he also set an Indiana single-game passing record with 496 yards, I believe, through the year. And so it's just kind of the highs were really high and the lows were really low. And I think Lego is a guy, 6'6", 240. I think he's a guy that can certainly make just about all the throws. His decision-making definitely needs work. And it's not maybe one of those where, you know, he could just absolutely explode if he could cut out some of the turnovers. But you do feel like if he could just establish kind of a solid sort of, you know, foundation that's a little bit higher than what it was last year. Because when he struggled last year, he really struggled. And when he looked good, he looked really good. If he can just bring that baseline up just a little bit, I think you're talking about a guy, you know, I don't think he's all Big Ten or anything like that. But I think you're talking about a guy that could help get Indiana's offense back on track. Because if you actually look at it statistically, Indiana wasn't horrible on offense last season. They certainly weren't anywhere near the best that they'd been in Kevin Wilson's better seasons in Bloomington either.
No Tevin Coleman, Jordan Howard type in the backfield. What are we looking at as far as a running game goes this year for the Hoosiers?
That's actually probably the biggest question mark on the offensive side of the ball, at least in my mind. I think the offensive line, even despite losing guys like Dan Feeney and Jason Spriggs in the last couple of years, is in pretty good stead. The wide receiver core is incredibly strong. I think tight end will be fine. I don't know if you'll have game changers there, but I think it'll be fine. And I think the big question is there's no, for the first time in a while now, there's no heir apparent at running back. I mean, Indiana kind of installed Stephen Houston, who was a JUCO transfer when Kevin Wilson first arrived. Then Tevin Coleman was sort of Stephen Houston's understudy and wound up kind of, you know, inheriting the job from him. Then Jordan Howard transferred in from UAB, and there was no question that Howard was kind of, you know, the number one guy. And then Divine Redding rushed for 1,000 yards behind Jordan Howard, who also rushed for 1,000 yards in 2015. So we all knew Divine Redding was the guy last season. This year, I mean, they've, in theory, on paper, they've got pretty much everything in some shape or form. I think Kameon Patrick, who's a JUCO transfer, Kevin Wilson at different times have called him the best player on the team. He sat out 2015 because of academics. He sat out almost all of last season because he tore his ACL in the spring. He was supposed to be a wide receiver, but when he was sitting out in 2015 for academics, he played so well at running back on the scout team, they moved him there. Then he wasn't healthy again this spring. You know, if he can get back to 100%, my guess is he's your front runner in the backfield, and people just absolutely rave about what he looked like when they'd see him healthy in practice. But at a certain point, you just kind of wonder if we're ever really going to see him there. And then behind him, you've got a lot of young backs. There's explosive guys like Cole Guest and Mike Majette. There's obviously bigger guys like Tyler Nate, who is the, for those who may have spotted, a 270, 280-pound running back at some point in Indiana last year. That's Tyler Nate. There's guys that probably straddle that a little bit, like Devontae Williams, but you just, there's no one guy. And again, in terms of skills, I think Indiana's got everything it could want, but does it have enough of those skills in one package to say this is our clear number one running back? Especially if Patrick isn't healthy, I can't tell you for sure that they did.
Moving to the wide receiver position, Simi Cobbs returns to the lineup after missing all of 2016, was a 1,000-yard receiver in 2015. Nick Westbrook emerged last year as a near 1,000-yard receiver. Is this the strength of the offense?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. And I think that if you're looking for a place where Lego, if you're looking for kind of a reason that maybe Lego can get even better, part of it is that he's got. He had a great receiver core last year, but I would argue he might even have a better one this year. You talk about Cobbs and Westbrook, probably one of the best receiver duos in the Big Ten, if not the best. I mean, Cobbs has broken 1,000 yards. Westbrook came about, I think, 5 yards short last year. And you're talking about two guys that are very much in kind of the modern receiver mold of being 6'3", 6'4", not sprinter fast, but certainly enough explosiveness to get away from a corner in one-on-one situations. And then they've got a ton of really promising young guys coming in behind Taysir Mack, Jonah Morris. You know, is this the year that we finally see Jayshon Harris stay healthy? He was a kind of a smaller slot receiver who looked really good as a freshman and then tore each of his ACLs in the last 2 years. Isaac James is a player out of Carmel, which is a suburb of Indianapolis, who I think has really shown a ton of promise over the course of his career, has never quite translated that, at least on offense, to production on Saturdays. But you're going to have a lot of options both in the slot if you're Indiana, because I think Westbrook and Cobbs are pretty much set to be the boundary guys a lot of the time. And then backing up those two guys, you have a lot of different options in terms of you've got some smaller, quicker receivers. You've got some bigger, more physical receivers. You got a new position coach in Grant Hurd, who worked with a ton of guys like Cody Core and Dante Moncrief and Demoria Stringfellow at Ole Miss. He's got a really good history of tutoring the position at the SEC level. So you feel really good about where that wide receiver position is, particularly if Westbrook and Cobb stay healthy for the bulk of the year. And then it's just a question of how well can you set up that passing game? What exactly does the offense look like? Because I think there's a possibility it strikes a little bit of a balance between kind of the run to pass that we were accustomed to seeing under Wilson and some of the more really pass-heavy stuff that Tom Allen would have seen up close when he was with Hugh Freeze at Ole Miss. But I think that wide receiver core, if the offense is solid again this season, it starts with those pass catchers.
We've got about 90 seconds left here with you, Zach. Give us one name as far as a newcomer this year that you think may leave a lasting impression on the Big Ten.
Well, I mean, he's not quite a newcomer, but everybody who I've ever talked to swears that Kameon Patrick is just unbelievably talented. I remember one former player saying he's the best player in pads he's ever seen. And he was talking about watching him in practice. And so if he ever gets on the field, I mean, he had kind of one moment last year because they put him back at wide receiver because they felt like it would be better for his knee just as he was still kind of getting back to full fitness. He had one play last year where on like a 40-yard touchdown pass, he basically just leapt over and caught the ball over top of a defender at Rutgers for a touchdown. So there's clearly just a lot of football talent there. But even in the spring, you know, I think a lot of us thought last spring was the moment when we would see Kameon Patrick and understand what he looked like at running back. Then he got hurt. A lot of us thought that you know, maybe sometime last fall or certainly this spring we would get to see it. Then he got hurt again. And so if he ever stays healthy, I think that's maybe the missing piece skill-wise for Indiana offensively. And he's, again, he's not a newcomer, but he's a guy that nobody's really seen in a regular every down context. If he can get there, I think maybe he's that guy. If not, you know, I think there's just such a big hole at running back.
Zach, we appreciate the well thought out piece on Indiana as our countdown to kickoff continues to take us up to Big Ten Media Day. I guess we won't see you in Chicago, but we'll probably catch up at some point this season. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And that's the third to last stop on the countdown to kickoff. Maryland tomorrow, Ohio State Friday, and then Monday and Tuesday of next week, live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. Big Ten Media Day broadcasts 4 hours long Monday and Tuesday. Looking forward to it. Big thank you to our friends at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for sponsoring the countdown to kickoff. The major announcement that we've been building and building and building anticipation for coming up in hour number three, along with checking in with Doug and Daddy, the 6 o'clock showdown, and more. But we got to finish up hour number two before we can get there. We'll do that next. Stay tuned. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM KGYM Radio.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's you and I Panther Night at the Colonels this Friday night. The first 1,000 fans get a free purple you and I t-shirt and see you and I mascot TC on the concourse. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Ignoring hearing loss can lead to arguments, misunderstandings, loss of connection, even depression and dementia. If you're ready to address your hearing loss and live life to the fullest, the MD Hearing Aid Air is an FDA-registered hearing aid that will save you thousands of dollars compared to traditional hearing aids. With prices starting under $350, the doctor-designed Air is lightweight and nearly invisible. With the Air, you'll understand every word, with no annoying whistling or background noise. And the three sound settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your surroundings. Call 1-800-263-5075. Best of all, you can try it 100% risk-free in your own home for 45 days. Call right now and you'll also get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-263-5075. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-263-5075.
Your kids can't wait to play football, so sign them up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2017 season. There's a new flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through eighth graders play tackle, and everybody will learn and have a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority, with only high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 14th, and equipment fittings have already started. So register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
Welcome back. 5:55. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and producer Kyle Mann, coming your way until 7 o'clock tonight. And Kyle's with us for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle, take it away.
The University of Iowa published an op-ed piece by offensive lineman Sean Welsh this afternoon, and it doesn't have much to do with football at all. Instead, Welsh penned an extremely humanizing look into his battle with depression that he's experienced since his redshirt freshman summer in 2014. His struggles took him away from the team at times, but with the help of his family, professionals, and ultimately his coaches and teammates, he's been able to move forward, and he wants everyone who may be having similar experiences to know that they can too. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller told our own Todd Brommelkamp today that former Hawkeye pitcher C.J. Eldred is likely to sign with the Royals as an undrafted free agent. His father and friend of the show, Cal Eldred, works for the Royals. Cedar Rapids Jefferson was defeated in a Class 5A quarterfinal at the Iowa State softball tournament last night, falling 5-3 to Urbandale. This was the second consecutive state tournament that the Jayhawks have been beaten by Urbandale and leaves Kennedy as the only remaining corridor school in the tournament. The baseball tournament, however, starts next week, and one of Iowa City High or Linmar will be there. The Little Hawks are the top-ranked team in the sub-state and host the Lions tonight in the final for a trip to the 4A state tournament. The Cedar Rapids Colonels were off yesterday as they made the return trip home from Michigan and are set to start a three-game series with the Great Lakes Loons tonight at 6:35. It's going to be Colonels lefty Dominic Carlini taking on what's sure to be a hungry Loons team. They won on Monday to snap a 10-game losing streak.
A couple 3A games tonight I know of as well. Oskaloosa at Vinton Shelsburg and Marion at Solon. I don't have the complete schedule in front of me, but if we're going to mention one, we should try to mention them all. Ottumwa, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and 4A as well tonight. Teams punching their ticket to Principal Park and the state tournament. We have checking in with Doug and Daddy coming up in hour number three.
And the Alex, 6 o'clock showdown and the major announcement.
Alex,
so much to
has
get to.
Heard today's checking in with Doug
it's
and Daddy.
Classic.
And on a scale of 1 to 10,
it's an 11.
I love it when a plan comes together. We had no plan. Spoiler alert. Hour number three after this.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover.